Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Peter Laviolette joins us, head coach of the Nashville Predators. Peter, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Sorry for the little delay there. I'm out in Colorado on Colorado time.
Oh, gotcha, man. All good. Hey, so last week was the first time that Poile says he talked with Duchesne. And I know that Matt met with you first before meeting with anyone on the hockey operations side. A meeting that was supposed to go for roughly 20 minutes went for way over an hour. Did you guys lose track of time in the conversation? What was it like?
I mean, it was a really good conversation. He was passionate about where he wanted to play and how he wanted to play. And there was just, I think, a lot of connection with the identity that we're looking to play with inside of our team. And just lots of good conversations. I don't know if it was necessarily first. I mean, we all met Matt together and his troops. And, you know, we talked about a lot of different things. And I got some time with him. And it was, you know, we're supposed to talk for 20 minutes. And it ended up being a lot longer than that. And it was just a good connection, a good fit for him and for us and how he plays the game, and we're really excited to have him.
Can you immediately tell the knowledge level of a player based on the questions they'll ask you in a setting like that about your style and the team style of play?
I think so. I mean, there were a lot of questions, you know, with regard to, you know, where he's most comfortable on the ice and what style of play and power play and five-on-five play and about our team. And so there's questions going back and forth both ways. And, you know, he's talking to us and we're talking to him. And I think when you talk to a free agent and you're talking about a long-term deal, you want to make sure that the match is good and that both parties are committed. So, like I said, the conversations with Matt were really good.
Is your plan to improve the power play next year in line with his style of play and what he wants to do on the power play?
Well, our plan is to improve the power play, period. And it just wasn't, never got on track. It was one of those things through the course of the year where we battled it and tackled it from a whole bunch of different areas. You know, our shooting percentage was really low on, you know, I think an increase in shooting percentage is going to support a higher number on the power play percentage. I think bringing in a guy like Dan Lambert to help with the power play, and somebody who really puts a lot of thought and time into the power play and it's kind of his thing, I think that's going to help us be more successful, and it'll be a new start to a new year. So it's an opportunity for us to get off on the right mark. But I do think adding another offensive presence like Matt Duchesne, a left-hand shot, which we don't have a lot of up front, a left-hand shot on the power play, I think is really important. So there was a lot of positives with him coming in and some of the other moves that we made this summer.
Predators head coach Peter Laviolette with us on the Midday 180.
When you see Kyle Turris fare better playing internationally, is there anything you can take from that? Are there any hints as to how maybe to unlock his game from that? How much do you think it's change of scenery? How much could bigger ice contribute? How much is the scheme or the coaching that he's involved with parts of that? Is there anything to be unlocked from that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he went over there and played well, and his team went deep into the tournament. He was the captain of the team, and there's some confidence that I think you can pull from that. You got to remember, Kyle had he had a couple of really tough injuries that, you know, made it a little bit more difficult for him through the course of the year getting on track. They weren't easy injuries. They were tough injuries with regard to being a hockey player. And again, a fresh outlook for him going into the new year. So, you know, we talked at the end of the year, and you know, then he went over and he had a successful world championships with his team. You're right, the style is a little bit different. It's a bigger ice, and, you know, you're playing against different countries. So it's not quite the same size on the ice and the level of competition, but certainly he can pull the confidence from that because he had a good tournament. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting everybody firing next year, including Kyle.
Peter Laviolette with us. You had four defensemen that made a split in workload really manageable. But right. How does that balance change with Subban no longer in the picture?
Well, I mean, first it's going to be, PK's, he's a heck of a player, and we really, enjoyed working with him. I really enjoyed working with him, and we did a lot of winning when he was part of the Nashville Predators, so I can't thank him enough for that, for the way he played and the energy that he brought to the ice. I think looking at the way that Dan Hamhuis stepped up through the course of the season, when we had some injuries to the back end, Dan stepped up and played with Matthias Ekholm and played really well. The pair played really well. And I think really even more confidence when you look at Dante Favreau and the way that he came in and how poised he was with his game and how he played the game. He went over to the World Championships, kind of the same thing. He probably started down in the rotation a little bit, fifth, sixth, seventh defenseman, and then the final game, the championship game, he had the second most minutes, I believe, for a defenseman. So he just continues to get better. He had a great development camp, and so we're really excited to get him more minutes. This is where the game is going with these young players and getting them more ice time and more responsibility, and Dante will get that as well. So, and you got to remember, too, we still got guys like Matty Irwin and Yannick Weber who have done a terrific job for us year after year. So we feel like we've got some pieces in place that can help take some of that from some of those minutes that PK was taken down for us and took him down well. We feel like we have some replacements that can do that.
And I realize the next question you could probably answer for an hour here, but is there a moment you could point to by chance that you said, you know what, we're probably not going to be able to run it back the same way we did after last offseason? When did you know you're going to have to shake things up a bit?
You never know what's going to happen through the course of as the season ends in the off season. You make the playoffs and your intentions are going in there to win a Stanley Cup, all 16 teams, I would think. And then, right away, eight teams are left with disappointment and then four more disappointed and only one team gets to feel good about their work. And so, you look at it and what might need to happen, and the business side of it is part of it as well. How do you manage the business side of it? But, I feel good about where we're at and the players that we have moving forward for next year. We signed Matthew Shane and signed Daniel Carr. I'm really excited to work with Daniel Carr. He's top scorer in the American Hockey League and, probably would have busted 100 points had he been there the whole time. And he's going to get an opportunity to play in some minutes and produce offense for us. So, I feel good about where we're at.
You guys talked after the season about Simmons and Granlund and the difficulties of making an adjustment after they arrive and it just taking time and maybe not going as well as you anticipated. Meanwhile, around the league, we saw trades made and we see trades made where guys come in and hit the ground running and make a quick impact, the kind of impact that teams are generally looking for when they make deadline trades. Why do you think other people have landed other places and been able to kind of give that boost and that for you guys that didn't happen that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think it varies from case to case. Probably more often than not, there is a pause that goes on there. Where the players are learning, trying to figure out where they're slotted and where they fit and the system and their new city and everything that goes with that. When Kyle Turris got traded, he came in and hit the ground running right away. And at the end of the year, I don't think that we were firing as good as we needed to offensively. And it kind of came down the lineup, I think, possibly even the power play and some of the things that we were struggling with. That can sometimes creep into five-on-five play as well. And, those players that you're talking about are players that are looking to create offense. And, for whatever reason, we just couldn't seem to get it firing on track on the power play. And I even trickled down into the five-on-five play.
Peter Laviolette has been our guest. Enjoy Colorado.
Will do, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, great visiting with you. We'll catch up soon.